Ace Remus became a small-town newspaper publisher almost by accident.
In 1980, my wife and I moved to Marin, and I went to work for the local newspaper, the Twin Cities Times, which serves Corte-Madera and Larkspur, to sell ads. I was a writer, too. And after about 3 weeks of that, the man who owned the paper decided to retire in Hawaii and gave me the newspaper. And so my wife and I, without any prior experience, took over the newspaper one Saturday and had to get the next paper out on Thursday.
Thus began a new career that stretched unbroken through 189 consecutive weekly deadlines. But as that first issue neared completion, Ace realized there was one last task that awaited him.
I was the publisher and the editor, and I was expected to write an editorial. I realized this about 4 hours before the editorial was required, when I knew there was empty space in the paper for it. And since I was the new publisher and editor, I thought it was really important that I write something that was true. So I sat down on my back porch in my house in Larkspur with my young son, who was 18 months, Jacob, and to think of what to write, and I couldn't think of anything.
Then he found inspiration close at hand.
I ended up playing with my son on the back porch, sort of procrastinating on it, but I realized this is life. This is the way things really are. So I wrote about my son and me trying to decide what to do about the newspaper. The theme of that was that I, the parent, actually learned from my son. Thereafter, all of my editorials, almost all of them, had to do with family life and what my children taught me. For some reason, people really liked these stories about my son and myself, or my family and our activities.
Putting out a weekly paper while raising a family, a second son arrived before long, was both exhausting and satisfying, but not sustainable. So after almost 4 years, Remus and his wife Marcia sold the paper and went on to other endeavors, though remaining present and active in the Twin Cities community. 25 years later, he felt the urge to revisit the old columns that chronicled his young family.
My son Jacob died in a car accident at age 19, which really affected my wife and me, of course. And a few years ago, I decided to recapture all those stories I'd written about my son and myself for my own book of snapshots of our life together, which I was to give to my family.
With Marcia's encouragement, Ace took it further. And the result, a compact collection of homespun observations and reflections, has now been published as From the Back Porch, the banner under which his editorials originally appeared.
The most important part of it was that I preserved those precious moments I had with my son when he was alive. And it's my feeling that most people connect to those kinds of things. That's what's important in life. We're busy with our worldly affairs, but in the end, what's important are our relationships, especially with our family.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.